Hello, I'm Amber, and you're listening to bbclearningenglish.com. In entertainment today, we listen to an interview with the Oscar-winning actress Renee Zellweger. She talks about her new film, Miss Potter. Miss Potter tells the life story of Beatrix Potter, one of the most famous writers of children's books ever. Her best-loved book, The Tale of Peter Rabbit, has sold more than 40 million copies worldwide since it was first published in 1902. Miss Potter reveals a determined woman who struggled for the right to an independent life and to find a publisher for her books. She was also an active conservationist. She worked to protect the natural environment, and she used the money she made from her books to buy 14 farms and 4,000 acres of land in the beautiful Lake District in the north of England. And she left this to an organisation called the National Trust when she died. Quite a life story. And as you'll hear, this is what impressed Renee when she first read the script for the film. It made her want to participate in, to take part in, the film. As you listen, try to catch the expression Renee uses at the end of the extract to describe how she couldn't wait to start work on the film.
This is a beautiful story, and I would love to participate in this. Love to. And after I read it, it was very, very hard to believe that this was this woman's life experience and that it was not fiction. I couldn't believe it. And then, of course, I couldn't believe that someone was going to make a film that was so simply told and beautiful and not sensationalized at all, and yet it was still so compelling and emotional. I was beside myself to get started and to dig into it and to learn more.
Renee Zellweger says she was beside myself to start work on the film. If you are beside yourself to do something, you want to do it very much and immediately. She was also delighted that the script for the film was not sensationalized at all. If something is sensationalized, it is exaggerated and emphasises the most shocking aspects of a subject. And she says that Beatrix Potter's life seems so fascinating, she could not believe it was not fiction, an imaginary story. As a girl, Renee Zellweger adored reading, especially fantasy books. She grew up in the United States, in Texas, but her mother is from Norway and her father is Swiss. So how much was she aware of her European heritage when she was growing up? As you listen, try to catch the adjective she uses at the end of the extract to describe her close, loving family.
Oh, tremendously aware of it. It was a big part of my identity as a child growing up. I was very aware that I might see things just a little bit differently because of my experiences being a bit different. And my parents served as a window to the rest of the world. So my brother and I were very fortunate in that respect. But we were far apart from the rest of our family. It was just the four of us in America. Very close-knit.
Renee Zellweger describes her family as close-knit, loving and supportive. And she says her parents were like a window to the rest of the world because they came from different countries. Finally, we asked Renee to talk about Bridget Jones, the character she's best known for playing. Renee was nominated for an Oscar for the leading role in the massively popular 2001 film Bridget Jones' Diary. What does Renee think makes the 30-something, single Bridget Jones such a hugely popular character? As you listen, try to catch what she thinks is so inspirational or attractive about Bridget Jones.
I think she's inspirational because she is imperfect, and she reveals that she's imperfect, and she kind of seems to accept that she's imperfect. And despite being imperfect, she seems to succeed. And maybe it's because she's imperfect that she succeeds. And in truth, when we embrace our own experiences, we do better, don't we?
So Renee believes Bridget Jones is popular because she shows us that we do better in life if we accept that we are not perfect, that we're imperfect, and if we value all our experiences. Good advice. Now here's a list of the language we focused on in the program today. An active conservationist. To participate in. To be beside yourself. Sensationalized. Fiction. Close-knit. Inspirational. Imperfect. More entertainment news stories and language explanations next time at bbclearningenglish.com.